T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
These outrageous smash and grab robberies are bringing to light some restrictions on how cops can track the bad guys. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, yesterday you talked with San Francisco Chief Bill Scott. What did he say?
Well, he was talking about a number of things, you know, and staffing and, you know, trying to be ready for these things and keep them from happening. And he stumbled upon it and he said, you know, I asked him, well, what about using cameras? I mean, Union Square, where we see these smash and grabs at high-end stores, is there's hundreds of cameras down there that have been put up by private businesses. I said, what about using cameras to monitor the place at night? Okay, and be able to have, like, the district station have cameras on Union Square to the roads leading into it. And if you see a caravan heading in, you can send the officers out. That's what happened the other night. Officers happened to be in the area because they were bracing for a possible demonstration about the verdicts in Kenosha, and the looters showed up, so the cops were on hand. He said he can't do it. He said, and that takes us back to San Francisco's law, when they said that police could set up surveillance cameras on troubled corners. The condition was that they couldn't do it in real time. They could only watch the tapes after something happened. The reason was civil liberties, the idea of people being watched, Big Brother watching. It's the same story with license plate readers. You could set up license plate readers around high targeted areas and say, okay, we're going to be monitoring who's going in. But again, it comes down to civil liberties. So in some ways, to use a police expression, you know, we're handcuffing ourselves and then wondering why it's happening.
So you don't like the rules. Somebody's got to change them. I mean, you watch real-time security cameras in airports and bus terminals, train stations, supermarkets. So do you think this is going to change?
Well, it's the private sector that's doing that, or the feds that are doing that. Yeah. Is it going to change? Scott said that he's had repeated conversations over at the city hall with the Board of Supervisors, and it's gone nowhere fast. The mood in the country, or at least in the Bay Area, or at least in San Francisco, and to a part in Oakland, is just not swinging in that direction, Dan. We have to be honest about it. It's right now, it's still, it's very much driven by concerns about civil rights, about civil liberties, and about, you know, not overly jailing people and incarcerating people. So until that changes, I'm not sure any of this other stuff is going to fall into line. I was talking with one state senator, and I asked if there was going to be any change possibly in Sacramento about this, and he said, no, that's not the way it is right now. It's going to take an earthquake, not just tremors like we've seen. So in some ways, we're blocking ourselves, and this is what we're going to be seeing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.